U.S. companies plan over 400,000 layoffs as Democrats claim business needs more foreign workers to hire. By John Binder on June 4, 2023. Companies in the United States have announced, so far this year, more than 400,000 layoffs, more than the layoffs announced in all of last year. The job cuts come as Democrats, on behalf of business special interests, demand more foreign competition in the labor market for employers to hire. The employment data, collected by Challenger, Gray & Christmas Incorporated and published in Bloomberg, shows that roughly 417,500 layoffs have been announced from January through May by U.S. companies across sectors such as technology, banking, retail, and media, among others. Compare those announced layoffs in just the first 5 months of this year to the 364,000 total layoffs announced in all of 2022. In tech, there have been almost 140,000 layoffs announced this year so far. This is only slightly fewer than the 169,000 layoffs in tech in 2001. Companies cited economic conditions and cost-cutting for more than half of the layoffs announced this year, Bloomberg noted. Related, GOP Rep. Hunt, Democrats' migration pushes Americans into poverty. At the same time, Democrats across the U.S. have suggested that business special interests complain about so-called labor shortages and thus the tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens that President Joe Biden's administration is admitting into the nation every month ought to be given immediate work permits. We have one message, let them work, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., told the Biden administration last month of the thousands of migrants who have arrived in the city since last year. That is our clear message that we are sending. We must expedite work authorization for asylum seekers, not in the future, but now. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued similar sentiments. At the same time, we have this historic labor shortage. We also have this unprecedented influx of individuals arriving in New York. All of them legally seeking asylum, Hochul said. They're eager to work, they want to work, they came here in search of work. Watch, gyms are for children. And why parents protest plans to use public schools for migrant shelters. In Washington, D.C., Democrats recently repeated many of the same talking points from the Business Roundtable and U.S. Chamber of Commerce used to demand an endless flow of foreign workers whom jobless Americans would be forced to compete against. We're ignoring the Business Roundtables of America who are crying out for employees to work alongside Americans, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, said during a committee hearing last month. Let me be very clear, we have jobs for Americans. We have tech jobs for Americans, teaching jobs for Americans, law enforcement, firefighter jobs for Americans, but we're a growing nation. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Biden has grown the U.S. payrolls by adding millions of foreign-born workers to the labor market while the share of native-born Americans in the labor market has continued to decline. Watch, Rep. Lee. No border security bill until GOP okays even more migrants. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.